Hello there, everyone. It's a podcast. Holy shit. We've got a video game controllers in our hands. Does that mean we're going to be playing video games tonight on our podcast, Jono?
No, we're just going to be talking about them.
You're right. Besides, I have a Switch game controller. You had a PlayStation controller of some sort. And that doesn't really work together. Sad.
Enemies turned lovers.
Although, are there any games that are cross-play with Switch and Sony? Or is Sony still being stupid?
Probably the latter.
But it's Supercast Brothers, that Smash Brothers podcast. I'm the Zantuck, he's the Jono. If you're on the video portion, our names have gotten a lot more obvious now underneath our portraits.
Looks good.
A couple episodes ago, when I was having to record from a different computer, I realized, the font that we use isn't on this computer. Why is that? Oh, it's a downloaded font. I don't remember what it was called. So I had to find something else real quick. And we decided, you know what? We kind of liked it better because it's a lot more readable. So we're making the swap. It's nice. It's bold. It's obvious. It's super easy to read. And it's still got that pixely flair.
Yeah. Looking good.
Thank you.
That's very bold and strong, just like the character we'll be talking about today.
Trying to think of who I could make a joke about, but then I didn't have any options come to my mind.
I've got one.
Who's bold and strong?
One of my showcases that we're going to get into.
We're launching right into that?
No, I was just thinking ahead.
Okay. I don't think my showcases are bold and strong. Well, you could stretch it, I guess. I don't think I'd use that description, though. No. You know who's bold and strong? I got an option for it. Here's somebody that's bold and strong. Big Man. When's the Big Man episode?
In the future.
You know, we haven't done a Splatoon character yet. Maybe we'll do Big Man.
Yeah. Big Man and his spiritual brother, Hestu. Soon.
Riding Dodo from Mario RPG.
Yes.
It's like a totem pole. It goes Dodo, Hestu, and then Big Man.
Sounds good to me. Let's get started.
Who needs Dr. Goomba Tower when you've got this totem pole of bold and strong? Oh boy! Alright! It's an episode! It's a podcast. This is the things that we do. And we regret everything.
Sometimes.
All times.
Yeah. Special view of the world, courtesy of you and I. Together, just like Linda and Heather.
I don't know who that is.
Me either.
Okay.
Well. What are we going to talk about today? What's on
the docket? Well, we got a Smashtopia episode, which means we're going to be making a moveset for a character.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
Don't Waluigi me. You did this to me in Season 1. Don't do it to me again.
Okay, well, we'll see what I can come up with. You just keep talking.
Okay. All right. Well, there's no secret. It's in the title. We will be talking about Captain Syrup eventually in this episode from the Wario Land series. Previously, we made a move for Orbulon to represent WarioWare, but Wario's kind of an interesting one that, like, I feel like he's the only Mario adjacent character to have two series under his name, and Smash has only represented one of them. Nothing from the Land series outside of like a few move references. And his classic plumber outfit are in Smash. Well, again, we don't, not counting trophies, stickers, spirits. But there's something like, there's no stages. I don't... Is there even any Wario Land music? I don't think there is. So Wario Land has been very ignored in Smash. We're just like, Wario Land character? Wario Land character. Who's the only option? Captain Syrup.
Mm-hmm. There's one. There's one track from Wario Land.
Oh, what is it?
It's the Ruins from Wario Land Shake It. That's random. Ah,
Shake It. Mm-hmm. That does make sense that it would be Shake It.
Yeah. Oh, it's a pretty old game now. I'm surprised it didn't do me. Yep.
I mean, they could re-release Shake It and just use the Joy-Cons. Unfortunately... See, this is the problem with some Wii games, and, like, you can't, a lot of Wii games can't be played unless you have, like, the actual physical hardware, because how can you simulate the Joy-Cons, or not the Joy-Cons, the Wii Remote, in any kind of, like, you know, totally legit methods. Like, Punch-Out. I want to try Punch-Out Wii, but I can't, because I don't have a physical copy, and I can't imagine that there's an easy way to do that without it.
Here's where we've got Europe beat for once. Wario Land the Shake Dimension is what it's called in European languages.
I mean, I don't think that's a bad title, but Shake It is a cooler title.
Far more clever.
Although it is very similar to WarioWare Move It and Smooth Moves. It's got a very similar vibe.
It's a foreshadowing of the future of Wario Land coming to Switch 2.
I mean, wait, when is this episode releasing? Hold up. There's rumors, okay? The rumors have been intensifying. Yeah, I know, this episode is... We're supposed... Okay, this episode's going up in March. Supposedly this month, Switch 2 is going to be revealed. Supposedly. You know, we never know for sure with rumors and leaks, but... I think... I'm ready for it. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with the Switch. I would be good if the Switch stayed forever, but that's never going to happen. But it does feel like we're at that point. Nintendo has not shown off much other big games coming up recently besides, what, Prime 4? And where is it?
It's on the Switch, too.
Honestly, honestly, it is probably pulling a... It's probably going to pull a Twilight Princess. And a Breath of the Wild.
Rather. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And because what do we have otherwise? Princess Peach's Showtime.
Which by this point would have released. We don't have it yet, but I'm very curious about it. I'm interested in the game.
Me too. It's releasing a couple weeks from when this episode releases.
Really? Is it? I thought it would be out by now. Damn it.
March 22nd.
Damn it.
And then the Thousand Year Door HD.
Oh, I forgot about that one, honestly.
Oh my gosh.
Damn, because they haven't said anything about it in a while. There's been nothing since it was announced.
Mm-hmm.
That's curious, actually.
They're going very hard on the Princess Peach promo.
Yeah.
And for a good reason. I mean, it's going to be their best-selling game of the quarter. It's the only new one. Like, truly new.
Has there been anything else that released this quarter or will?
Another code. Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Oh yeah,
forgot about that. Not a whole lot. They're little remakes. They're remakes of varying sizes. Thousand Year Door being the big one, obviously. And then we get Luigi's Mansion in the summer for some reason.
What was the last big non-remake?
Not this year.
Well, obviously. Obviously.
Yeah.
It would have been in last year. But like, what? Because Mario RPG is a remake. But what was the last biggest non-remake release from Nintendo?
Wonder. I want to say.
Wasn't that October?
Yep.
That's bad.
That's WarioWare came out in November, but that's not like triple. That's not a huge release.
No, I would count WarioWare.
Okay.
If it was like WarioWare Gold, then I don't think I would count that one. Or what was the one where it was just a minigame collection? Or I think that's what Gold... Wasn't that what Gold was?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, then I don't count that.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Jeez.
And then there were the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet DLCs in December, and that was it. That was the only first party Nintendo output in December.
That's not great.
No. No. Yeah, Wonder is the last big title on the Switch and probably will remain.
Oh god, way. It gets worse. Prior to that, it was Pikmin in July.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I didn't really realize how light Switch had been on Nintendo stuff.
Mm-hmm. The last couple years, yeah, it's just empirical knowledge. They're prepping. We're gonna get the reveal by April.
Mm-hmm. And there was talk. There was no. There was. It's supposed to be March. Like they've been saying, like March direct for it. And then it's supposed to be released this year, but now it's sounding like they're already pushing it to 2025 quarter one. Weird. They're wanting to delay it so that they have a stronger launch lineup. Which,
all right.
Fair, but
it's probably Prime 4 getting delayed again.
Fuck.
Like, oh, hey, Metroid Prime 4 will launch on this new Switch in 2025.
Man, if Switch 2 does release 2025, quarter one, and there isn't a Prime 4 by that point, Prime 4 is dead. It's dead.
Yep.
It's going the way of Metroid Dread.
Yep. What are we going to get? Federation Force 2?
Other M.
From the viewpoint of Anthony Higgs. I can't wait.
From the viewpoint of the little birdie.
There you go. Okay. I wonder who
that is. Hey, if the Mario and Luigi remakes can get these little side modes where you're playing as Bowser Jr. or whatever, then we can get a little side mode of a tower defense game playing as the little birdie.
Sure can.
Jesus Christ, no.
killed me. Theoretically.
If this happens, strap me up to a giant spinning wheel and toss knives at me because I'll deserve it. I will have deserved it for putting that out there in the universe.
All right. what a time.
What a time. But we are here for a different time. It's time to get syrupy.
Yeah, it is.
Later. First, we gotta do showcases.
Let's get syruped up.
After showcases!
Oh, yeah, we do.
We gotta showcase some of our Smashtopia creations. And, Jono, you're going first, so what you got? What you got for me? Yeah?
Got it. The jet hat from Wario Land, Super Mario Land 3. The hat looks like an eagle hat head, and you put it on your head as the Wario emblem on it when Wario wears it and stuff.
I thought it was a duck.
And, no.
You gotta admit, that looks like a duck.
It does. It does. That duck is eating Mario's head. But yeah, you put it on and you barrel forward. It was gives him a stronger shoulder bash, essentially, and he can fly over ledges and stuff. And you're doing the same here. Press the standard attack button, and you body slam forward with all the power of a Jet Force duck hat.
Directly to you.
Directly to you. The jet hat will remain functioning in this way until the players let go of the button. Velocity can be determined with the amount of pressure placed on the button. Build up enough, and the shoulder charge and a visible orange and red field can be seen surrounding the front of the fighter. So you build up momentum, and it becomes like a little mini Hadouken thing. This sheer shoulder energy can deflect most projectiles and will deal fire damage to anyone hit by it. You can also kind of burn people at the back of the jet hat with the exhaust coming off of it. After 10 seconds of overall use, the jet hat will fall off the fighter's head and disappear.
Okay.
Chaotic Duck.
Very, very simple and appropriate to this Wario Land episode.
Yeah.
Which I will follow up with something not at all Wario Land. Instead, this is going to be something a little spooky. Tell me, John, have you heard of a little game called Spooky's Jump Scare Mansion?
Yes, in this very moment.
It's an interesting one. I got to see Way Out Trail play through about half of it before he was like, okay, that's enough. And then he said he would finish it, and he never did because he's a punk-ass bitch. But just to give you a little primer here, Spooky's Jump Scare Mansion is a 1,000-floor mansion. And each floor is, generally speaking, very quick. You just run down a hallway, open a door, you're on the next floor. But as you're going through, you'll start to be chased by different monsters, which are called specimens. And they all will do a varying amount of things trying to catch up to you. Like, there's one that's like a mermaid who will swim through water. And if you're in the water, she can kill you. There are some that will change the textures of the walls to really fuck with your mind. There's one of them that's very much... It's like based on the concept of the Weeping Angels from Doctor Who, but looks like Skull Kid. And if you turn your back on it, he will come up and bite you. So don't do that. There's a variety of these specimens. But the most commonly seen one is called Specimen 1. And that is the enemy submission I have here for today. The enemy 1 is a cardboard cutout that sticks out of a wall. And it just... This is literally all it does in the game. It's the only specimen that cannot hurt you. Which is why it's funny to me that I'm making an enemy submission out of it. What they will do is they just pop out of a wall and jump scare you. Jump scare mansion. There you go. That it's right there. And they have these like little cutesy things that are like, there's this like little ghosty octopus thing. And there's some that is like different foods or like there's a pumpkin. There's a spider. There's like a toast. There's a stump. It's a little skeleton. It's an ice cream. It's a water drop. There's a little cup of coffee. And they mostly look friendly. There's a couple of them that aren't friendly looking. And I don't want to look at those because they're creepy. But these guys, you know, this is literally all they do. They make a little sound effect. They spook you. The worst thing that they can do is just get in your way because they will stop your progress. So if you are being chased by another monster at that time, well... That's a split second that you're not moving forwards so that the other monster can catch up to you. And you can destroy him with your axe. You know, one swing from your axe and they're gone. A little cardboard man is sad and he dies. So for Smash, what these things will do is pretty much the exact same thing. They do not hurt you. They merely exist to be obstacles that will stick out of a wall, a ceiling, a floor, just completely out of nowhere, seemingly at random, just to get in your way. So if you're trying to run out of the way of something, or even possibly attack something at range, they are now in your way. And you have to dispose of them so that you can keep going in whatever direction you were trying to go. They don't damage you at all. You cannot take any damage from them. Even if they pop up right in front of you, all that happens is like you just get like knocked back a bit. And I mean a very small amount. They're just a pure, very weak obstacle that's just like a minor irritant. That's it. They have 1% health, so virtually any attack can destroy them in one go. And that's it. That's all they are. They're just... That's literally it!
Besides a couple of those designs, I like it.
Yeah, a couple, literally, because two of them are creepy, and I don't like it.
Yeah, disturbing. Like, where did those come from? Like, oh, let's put these in the late game or something. Yeah, that's fun. That's cute. Entertaining. Good stuff. According to CatDOS, Specimen 1 has only ever killed 4 people by spooking them so hard that they had a heart attack.
It's true.
Good times. Well, that's funny. I can imagine them being a hindrance in like adventure mode or Smash Run.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Good times.
Just like an extremely, extremely minor thing. But it's funny.
Mm-hmm. That definitely is. Speaking as funny, my second showcase. Back to Wario Land. Well, Wario World, actually. This is a someone you could argue is bold and strong in a way. Bold color choices and physically strong. It's Wario. The, yeah, no, Rudy, it's the aptly named...
Rudy the Clown.
The aptly named Faddington.
John, that's just a scoop of ice cream with legs.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry, let me admit that. That's just a scoop of ice cream with feet. There aren't even legs there, sir.
No, there's not. There's eyes and a mouth and feet. This burly batch of ice cream sure lives up to its name. That's what I wrote down in 2022 when I made the submission.
Oh, boy.
Surmounting Wario with its weighty build and the shivering mountains, our portly plumbing antihero must hatch a special means to defeat this foe. And what is it? Because he must do the same in Smash. Faddington will normally be found standing in place until a fighter enters their scope of vision. Then they'll make a little leap up, little pathetic leap, and speedily start waddling towards their foe. And they bump into you. They just bump into you. They're like a bully from Super Mario 64.
I was going to say a giant Goomba.
Yeah, kind of. Their weight is so profound that they make you fly forward a fair bit. Simply touching the Faddington will produce the same effect for the player as well. So to defeat them, you need to throw something strongly enough at them to make them tilt over, so like a barrel nearby. And then you can pick them up and toss them around. Once defeated, they will commonly turn into edible ice cream.
There it is.
Good times. Look at that guy. How bold. How strong.
Sure.
It's the bottom half of that pole you're talking about.
What?
You know, Faddington and then the Dodo and...
Oh!
Yeah.
I thought of the other kind of poll, like voting poll. It's like, what? I'm confused.
Faddington for president.
Nah.
At this point.
No.
Ice cream for everyone.
Yeah.
There you go. Faddington for president.
Yeah.
Good times.
So, Jono, a question. Do you remember earlier this season we did that Echoes Past episode?
Yeah!
And we had to come up with stages in addition to the Echoes we were pitching?
Yeah!
So I made one of those stages into a stage for Smashtopia.
Whoa!
Yeah. Originally, like, I didn't really have, like, strong plans to do it. But then a certain Kelly Jelly made a certain Smash moveset in the past couple months for Doc Lewis from Punch-Out. And Kelly didn't have a home stage plan besides just reusing the boxing ring. And I was just like, hey, Kelly, I want to pitch something to you. The boxing gym. What if that was the home stage? And it's like, oh. It's like, here's the pitch. And I just gave him the pretty much the same details that I mentioned on that episode of the podcast where I said, hey, make Doc Lewis a echo of Little Mac and give him the boxing gym as a stage to be something a little bit different. And then I expanded on it and I made it into a stage. So it's the boxing gym. Let's feckin' go. This is where Doc Lewis trains up Little Mac to become an actual good fighter.
Yeah.
So... I don't have, like, a stage layout picture because the stage is very simple in its design. There is no, like, additional platforms, and it's just a flat, granite stage, so I didn't really need to draw a picture of that. It's like, that seems kind of pointless to me. But, yeah, it's just a flat, granite stage with minimal frills. There's nothing else on the stage itself when the battle begins. The background, though, will be filled with various training equipment to look at. And you can sometimes see Doc Lewis, the Little Mac, training in the background, or there might even be like some other Punch Out characters just hanging out. Because why not, right? Actually, I lied. There's sometimes art platforms, but they're pretty simple. Kind of like how, you know, the Wii Fit Studio stage has this platform that would just like rise out of the ground whenever. Mm-hmm. That can happen too. But there will only be two platforms, one on the left, one on the right. They'll just rise out of the ground every now and then and just kind of like float there for a while to be temporary platforms. And then eventually they'll sink back down to the stage and go away. Additionally, there is a hazard that can appear of a punching bag. A punching bag will lower down from the ceiling, suspended by a chain, and it can be attacked. Kind of like, and it'll operate kind of like similar to how the cage does in the Find Me stage, where it just swings like a pendulum when it's been attacked. And the punching bag will, like, will batter anybody that it hits, dealing damage and knockback to them. But as you're attacking the punching bag, it will also end up taking damage. And the more damage it takes, the faster and harder it will swing. So you can make a seriously bad hazard if you really want to. And then on occasion, it will even drop items when it's been hit, kind of like how the sandbag item works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if I have any notes about it. No, I do not have any notes about if... So the punch bag can be there even when the additional platforms are. I never wrote... Oh, yeah. I don't have written down that they can't only be one at a time. So that would make those platforms rather hazardous if the punch bag is currently swinging heavily. But there is a transition to this stage as well. And when this transition occurs, the punching bag will disappear, and the any additional platforms will disappear. And the way that you know this transformation is going to appear is because some character, whether that is Doc Lewis, Little Mac, or some other random Punch-Out character, is going to stand up and walk out the front door. And when that occurs, the screen transitions to being outside of the gym. At that point, you'll see a bike resting along the wall, and some Punch-Out character, which could be a variety of options, will get on the bike and start pedaling as they ride it from right to left. And the stage will then become a scrolling stage going from right to left the entire time. There will be very minimal obstacles at this point, which is like small fire hydrants or street lamps that can kind of get in your way that fighters want to be aware of. And this section will last about anywhere between 45 to 75 seconds. So a good amount of variety in there. As for how fast this thing will scroll, that depends on the character riding the bike. There are three speeds, slow, medium, and fast. And no, I do not have written down how fast each of these are specifically because fuck that. But the speeds are divided up by character. So if you see Glass Joe, Bear Hugger, Aaron Ryan, Don Flamenco, or Soda Popinski getting on the bike, it's going to be the slow speed. Little Mac, Von Kaiser, Great Tiger, Bald Bull, and King Hippo will be the medium speed. And Piston Hondo, Disco Kid, Super Macho Man, Mr. Sandman, and Doc Lewis will all be on the fast speed. You probably don't want to see them riding the bike because then you're going to be in a harder time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just how it goes. And then you'll know the transition is coming to an end because they will bike back to the front of the boxing gym. They'll rest the bike alongside the wall and walk back in the door. And then we transition to being back inside of the boxing gym.
Nice. That's a very cool, very cool idea.
Thank you.
I like it. Remember when Aaron Ryan was the character that Flamezone was championing for a second Punch-Out character in Smash?
I do not, actually. Are you bullshitting, or is this true?
It was a time. I think he this predates it, but he also made a Aaron Ryan moveset on Mercurius back in the day.
There were some Punch-Out character movesets on Mercurius. I can't remember who exactly got some. I'm sure King Hippo did, and I think Doc Lewis did as well, but I don't remember it. Others.
Mm-hmm. I just remember because it was so left field. I was like, what? But okay.
Yeah, of all characters, he's kind of the most boring one to choose from for a Punch-Out. I mean, Mr. Sandman's not exactly exciting either, but any other option besides him and, I guess, Super Macho Man, like, those three are the most boring options from, at least from Punch-Out Wii.
Yeah.
I don't know. The older Punch-Out games might have even worse, but...
Eric's mom, we know you're a fan. Speak with your son.
Tell him to have a nice day.
Yeah. Tell him to have a nice day. Tell him we love him.
Tell him that he can message me if he wants.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not upset that he doesn't. I'm just saying.
I'll let him know that I'll respond to him soon. You please tell him that.
If you don't respond to him before this episode goes up. Sir. Sir.
Actually, I'm pretty sure. Let's see. Who texted last? No, it was him. It was him on Sunday.
It's on you. You got to respond.
He said he will have to tune in during his morning commutes to Roster Redux now that it's coming up on the feed.
Also, that's 3 weeks before this episode goes up. If you don't respond to that boy in 3 weeks.
Oh. No, I will. He's gone much longer. Sometimes he could take months to respond to me. We actually sometimes email each other.
Oh, I know what that's like. Anyways.
With Eric?
No, with you.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, I think the last time Eric did message me, I didn't respond. So that one's kind of on me. But it was about, I didn't really know how to respond. So I yeah. like classically, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that tracks.
I'm bad at personal stuff, okay?
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyways, are you ready to have some pancakes?
Everyone loves a 52-month age Reggiano. Let's go for it.
I don't know what that is.
All I'm saying is, let's get syruped.
Okay, well, I had to have sugar-free, so...
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we have plenty.
That's good.
There you go.
I'm
drink up. Yeah, very good.
I think drinking it would be worse than just having a little of not sugar-free. I think that would be decidedly worse. I'm no doctor, but
you're gonna get it on a pancake, pancake or a waffle.
Pancake easily. I don't like it getting. Pancakes are better than waffles. That's the side of the war I'm on. And I'll also throw this at you: French toast is better than both.
Sometimes depends on how you eat it.
I mean, anybody can fuck up, but pancakes is also the hardest to fuck up of the three. Sure, you could flip them poorly, but you probably still have an edible pancake. You could absolutely make a non-edible waffle and a non-edible French toast.
Yeah. I don't like French toast when the egg is very visible. I'm like, I'm not coming here for the eggs.
I don't like egg.
No. Me either, actually.
What's the worst kind of egg?
I don't know the name of it. The only one I can tolerate barely is scrambled.
That's the opposite of my question. I said, what's the worst?
Yeah, precisely. Oh, I just can't. I'm not a fan of just cooking an egg and eating it. Just like any kind of egg I do not like.
I can tell you this. There's one kind of egg that when I look at it, I just don't even like looking at it. And the fact that people eat it disgusts me. Deviled eggs.
No.
Deviled eggs as a concept that you can look at disgusts me. Like, I could look at scrambled eggs. I could look at sunny side up eggs. I don't want to look at deviled eggs.
Yeah, they really get in there, don't they?
It's gross.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Somebody made a deviled egg with guacamole inside of it. First of all, that's disgusting. And they made it look like Grogu.
I need therapy.
Oh, there's little chick ones for Easter. Wow.
Nah.
Good times.
Nah. I'd rather talk about Captain Syrup now.
Deviled Eggs, the Smashtopia submission that'll finally get me posting on there again.
God, I hope not. I hope that's not what it takes.
No, there are already other food-based items on the wiki that people can check out.
That's true. So, I think we should go ahead and get started here, get to our entrance and mission as we do. So, Jono, what do you have for an entrance animation?
Entrance elf.
Do you not have anything? All right, well, I had two pitches that I'll just go ahead and say that one of them is yours. So my first pitch that I had before I realized that there was something even better was the Ancient Globe from Warrior Land Shake It, which is how you enter the Shake Dimension. I was just going to have her jump out of it. It's like the globe is just there, and you see her like literally jump out of it. That was going to be one of them. And then I realized, wait a minute, she's got that like flying saucer teacup thing from the older Warrior Land games. Just have that fly by and she jumps out of it. There you go. The teacup saucer.
I'm for that.
Yeah.
It was a great idea. Even better than my Ancient Globe.
Sure was. Hey, do you have...
That was what was on the tip of my tongue. Something similar to that.
Oh, yeah. I believe that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a Kirby hat then? Or did you miss that too?
No, it's her bandana and hair.
Yeah, I was going to say like just the bandana because I had the bandana and the hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the earrings, though. I think that might be a bit much.
That would be funny. But yeah, no, it's...
Yeah.
Just the hair and bandana.
All right, that's the easy part. Everything else is less. It's taunt time. We like taunts. What give me a taunt. Give me one.
Okay. Captain Syrup flaunts a coin between her fingers and flips it into the air, swiping it on its way back down.
So when you're saying flaunts a coin, I'm assuming that's where they like twirl it between their fingers?
Yeah.
Okay.
More like, oh, here's a coin.
Oh, okay. Like how she's holding in her official art for Shake It. Okay, I thought... Mm-hmm. I kind of want to retcon that to be in the finger twirly bit, and then she flips it. Because that's cooler.
I had wondered if you thought that might be too involved for a taunt, but if you're okay with it, yeah, sure.
I mean, my taunt is Cat Syrup will take out a coin and flip it up into the air.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's such an easy thing! It just makes so much sense! She's a pirate, she steals, and she's holding a coin in her official heart. And then I wrote down the coin will spin in the air a couple times before she snatches it out of the air.
Oh my! Essentially, again, almost one for one. That's funny.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll write that one. I'll write the moderation down. Captain Syrup fingering the coin. Okay.
Mm. Phrasing. I think, but we are going to be fast tracking that one just automatically. That's in. So, what's your second taunt?
Okay. Captain Syrup rubs the genie lamp tied to her belt, and it shakes around with a red mist surrounding it. The genie Denpoo's bellowing laugh can be heard as Syrup mischievously smirks.
Yes. My second one, Captain Syrup will, you know how Pac-Man has the taunts where he like reveals the old Namco pixel shit? So similar to that, Captain Syrup's going to hold out her hand and display one of the 15 classical treasures from the original Warrior Land game, which they don't have names, but they basically just look there's like a baseball glove, there's like a little trophy cup, and there's several other things, just like little statues of these items.
I like that.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, last for me, a Murphle flies around Captain Syrup as she smiles and chuckles. The Murphle can change colors each time that you summon them in the taunt, so it could alternate between green, yellow, brown, black, white, purple, and turquoise. Just like the Murphles in Shake It.
Ah. For my last taunt, Captain Syrup will pull out an old, tattered treasure map and study it for a brief moment or two before she just rolls up the map and... taps it away.
Nice. Okay. Victory poses.
Victory poses.
Okay. My first victory pose. Captain Syrup laughs and says, "Better luck next time, Sugar," while holding her cutlass over her shoulder and weighing her shoe down on top of the bottomless coin sack from Wario Land Shake It.
Captain Syrup will be shaking the bottomless coin sack as an unending amount of coins fall out of it. As the coins fall, a large pile of coins will form at Captain Syrup's feet. Been shaking it just like the Shake It animation. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. They're both kind of going to the same well for these things. And it entertains me when that happens.
Of course.
Captain Syrup is carried by a multitude of pirate glooms who toss her up into the air 3 times, each toss getting higher as they squeak out their own hummed version of "She's a Jolly Good Fellow."
Is that a royalty-free song?
So old. So
I don't know music. A large red X will be on the ground as Captain Syrup digs into it with the shovel. After a couple scoops, a geyser of golden coins will shoot out as Captain Syrup looks on in excitement. Some people strike liquid gold, but she strikes literal gold.
Nice. Okay. Captain Syrup is seen leaning against the ancient globe from Wario Land Shake It. With a smirk, she gives it a spin and falls into it, transported to another place away from the victory screen.
For my final one, Captain Syrup will run in from the side of the screen with a giant stack of gold held over her shoulders. She is quickly followed by Wario, who is chasing after her, but then Captain Syrup will toss a bomb back over her shoulder, which explodes and sends Wario flying away.
Nice. Yeah, because there are character-involved victory poses now, like Piranha Plant kind of broke the mold on that.
Yeah, I used to be very anti it, but then I was remembering about Piranha Plant and was like, ah, damn, that's actually a thing now.
Yep.
Fuck it.
Piranha Plant's like, "Oh, Mario, you thought that one of your more recognizable friends would be here? I will attack you." Good times.
Yeah.
There we are. Taunts victory poses. Sometimes, you know, we go into this and we have some very, a collection, like a swath of pretty, that we're determined to put through. Here, I think we're really evenly matched, besides the one we already fast-passed.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I struck gold.
Can you remind me of that one again?
Yes. It's her literally striking gold, and gold coins fly out of the digging spot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's the joke, sir!
Mm-hmm. That was pretty entertaining. But where do we go first? Do we float to the taunts? See what's going on there?
So we got mine reading a treasure map. We got mine displaying a treasure. There's yours with the Merfle, and then there's yours with the genie lamp turn.
Yeah. It's hard to say. Are you feeling any hard leans?
Honestly, no.
That's what I'm saying.
I think these are all like fairly on low. They're all four pretty passive. Let me ask you this. Do you have the genie coming up again anywhere else? Like in your moveset at all?
Yes.
Okay, I do too, so maybe let's not do the genie, because that means they're probably going to make it somewhere in our moveset. And imagine we probably have them in the same spot, most likely. That's just a solid guess.
We'll see. Just a
theory.
A fun little game to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then from there, I mean, I like the Merfle one, could be whatever, but the classic, like the treasure one, is really strong as well. And the treasure map is classic.
Yeah.
It's just classic. I'm kind of feeling your two a little more than the Merfle. It's less specific.
I do as well, just because I don't really know the Merfles. They're just like, I don't know these guys. I don't care about these guys.
Quick backstory. They're the ones that Syrup shows up in their kingdom and like saves them from something. And then finds out that their sack of the bottomless coin sack was stolen by the Shade King from their kingdom. And they're like, oh, help us, help us. And so she gets Wario to do that. She's like, go tell Wario to do it, and I'll just steal it at the end.
More or less.
That's what that is, yeah. But victory poses, though. Let's see, the bottomless coin sack. If we have one of those, I don't know. Mine is bold and strong, but yours is...
Read yours again. Being bottomless.
She laughs and says, better luck next time, sugar, which something she says to Wario, while holding her cutlass over her shoulder and weighing her shoe down on top of the sack.
I honestly, I like mine, but I like that quote for her a lot, and I don't see that quote working anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So even just based on that notion, I'd say go with that one.
Okay, and maybe we could just alter it a bit to include more, like coins being... out falling out of the sack or something.
Yeah, like there's like the bag is there, but there's like some coins that like spilled out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Let's do that. And then there's Striking Gold. I feel like that was one that you really, really enjoyed from your batch. Would I be correct in saying that's your favorite of yours?
Yeah. I mean, I like all of mine, but I love the idea of striking literal gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's really strong as well, and I would say we should fast track that one. So now we have your dynamic one with running in with a sack of gold and tossing a bomb at Wario.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the pirate glooms, the little round dudes who are pirates, throwing her into the air. And we have the ancient glow making an appearance. So between those three, what do we want?
The ancient glow bomb doesn't really work for me.
Okay.
I just having the character leave the victory screen like that, I don't know why. I think there might be some others where like characters leave the screen, but I don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely pick one of the other two.
Yeah. My only other thought on the ancient glow would be having the Murphle surround it when she spins it, but it's like, either way it's the weakest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one has her crew and one has Wario, so they're both pretty important from that angle.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have a hard preference either way. Do you? Do you feel that you know, given that Piranha Plant has a thing like this in actual Smash, that you're comfortable with saying let's do the Wario one?
I mean, if I wasn't comfortable with it, I wouldn't have written it down.
Yeah, that's true.
I've done it. I mean, the logic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. We can do that.
All right.
Now that I don't like mine, it's just when these are fairly, again, they're fairly even keel. Like, you can't really go terribly wrong.
Right.
With either. Mm-hmm. And now for the crux of the moveset, if you will. The moveset.
The crux of the character, if you will.
Yes. Yes.
So, we got some special moves to talk about here, and then we're going to have to kill each other, because... I wouldn't be surprised if some of these are pretty close, but I don't think our standard special will be. So what do you have for me?
I have two pitches for a standard special.
Mm.
Yeah. Because one is perhaps the obvious route. It's Shoulder Bash.
Okay.
Wario's iconic move given to his rival. Syrup charges forward with Wario Land 1's bull helmet on. If she makes contact with a foe, she'll bash hard into them, dealing decent damage. If they make contact with the bull helmet, she'll toss them upwards like a bowl for greater piercing damage. The move can be canceled out of with a jump or crouch at any time. And then, secondly, we have Black Sugar Bomber. So she's the leader of the Black Sugar Gang. And so the name calls back to that. And some of her, a couple of her boss fights in the series, she's tossing bombs around. She tosses a bomb in your victory pose.
It's true.
So,
she blows up her own castle as a fuck you.
Yep. Pretty good. Bold and strong, one might say.
Indeed.
Captain Syrup can arc a small bomb to toss out at any angle, dishing out damage much less heavy-hitting than a bomb, but that can travel twice as far and bounce multiple times before exploding, making for one heck of a game of hot potato. Syrup can toss up to 3 black sugar bombs in quick succession. She can also charge a bomb to become a red sugar bomb, that's a larger bomb with a skull on it, that could be barely lobbed forward. Like, if she tosses and it just travels very slowly, just falls to the ground, basically. But it does have different properties because it summons a wall of flame that, like, successionally travels forward.
Like in the boss fight.
Like in the boss fight. And shout out, too. When I was doing my initial research on how to make Shoulder Bash a little more unique, Ultimate Wario on Smash Boards had the bull helmet idea. I was like, oh, Ultimate Wario. Nice change-up. So those are my two.
All right. I'm going to wait to say the name of mine until the end here. Because it does, there's similarities to one of yours.
Okay.
But mine's different properties here. Captain Syrup will lob a bomb forwards in an arc. Or pull up in that boss fight. Now, when she tosses this bomb, there is no change in the direction or the angle. It just lobs in a single arc. And the bomb will explode as per usual on contact. No bouncing. But instead of the bomb creating a big explosion or knockback like bombs typically do, instead, this bomb will explode and unleash boiling hot syrup. Because this is a syrup bomb. This syrup will stick to opponents that are wearing the bomb's blast radius. Kind of like, you know, the ink on an inkling's weapon, but it doesn't really like... It's got like a small visual effect to it, but this syrup is so hot and it sticks to you, so you're taking repeated hits of fire damage over time. Instead of having just like this one big attack, you now have damage over time applied to you. Because boiling a hot sugar has been stuck to your body.
This is like one of those things that could be taken either way. Like, is it brilliant, or if Way Off Trail were here, would he relate it to the courtesans?
Way Off Trail doesn't matter.
Generally. Yeah, it was entertaining to me. It was entertaining. I did enjoy that. What a spin. Now we really are getting, let's get syrupy.
Yeah. You sure are. Gosh.
My side special. My side special is a ball of syrup.
Fuck.
Captain Syrup lobs a bomb forward. No, just kidding. Syrup attempts to break out a ship rope for an attack, but then gets caught into the ball of rope instead. This mimics the ball of yarn status effect from Wario Land, having Syrup continually stride forward and carry momentum as she goes until she hits an object. She falls off the stage, or mercifully cancels out of the move. The more momentum, the heavier the move will hit. When she does hit an opponent, trade-off being it'll be harder to cancel out of, and just ultimately, if she's going along too far, can't stop it.
Can't stop, won't stop.
You could say that again.
I won't.
Can't stop, won't stop. There, I said it for you. Okay. Ball of syrup or ball of rope.
All right. Well, my side special is interesting because you kind of already talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Syrup will steal Wario's jet hat. and rocket forwards for a short distance. Now, I had this working differently than your jet hat item submission, but we could theoretically, if we wanted to use it, just basically have it changed to have more or less the same properties. I just knew you used it. I didn't read up how you did. I was just like, I'm just going to write down my version. But it can be used in twice in short succession to take two short bursts forwards. So you can feasibly, theoretically, like, ram into an opponent for damage, and then ram into them again, if that's what we want to do. Or you could, like, angle it slightly, but you wouldn't have full omnidirectional direction for charging forward. Jet syrup is what we call this. Instead of jet hat or jet wario, it's jet syrup.
Nice. Syrup comes out of the hat.
You know what? For, like, the little exhaust part of it, sure.
There you go.
Boiling hot syrup comes out of the hat.
Her ball of syrup, the syrup that she keeps in her pocket, breaks open, and then she leaves a trail of syrup behind her.
Aw, she was going to use that for dinner later.
I know, but now foes are getting stuck in it instead.
Our pancakes are going to be ruined.
Damn it. French toast already was. It's too many eggs. My up special. I was going to save the title, but I mean, I say what it is, like, right within the first sentence anyway. My up special is called Rising Denpu.
Ah.
Yeah.
We don't have him in the Denpu. Same spot.
The genie Denpu comes floating out from his magic lamp. It is about as, you know, more reasonably sized than he is in the boss fight. This free flight move has shades of Pit's Brawl Up special, except this time friends and foes alike can hop onto Denpu's shoulders for a ride as well. This slows Denpu down, similarly to Wario's Puff status effect in Wario Land, and eventually he poops out anyway, turning back into a red mist as he returns to the lamp.
I'm sorry, I need you to read that last bit again.
This will slow Denpu down, and eventually he poops out anyway.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
I didn't mean it like that.
That's what my brain heard. I'm just mentally editing that to say poof. He poops out.
Yeah. Sure.
all the children that somehow are at this part of the episode are just like, he said poop.
Yeah, skibbity toilet, guys.
I don't know what that is, and I don't think I want to know.
Probably not.
I like that, though. That's interesting. Essentially creating a platform that rises up in the air that other fighters can jump on and also get a free load. That's interesting. For my up special, it's Bobo. Bobo the bird will appear above Captain Syrup and grab onto her shoulder with his talons. Bobo will then carry Captain Syrup upwards in a slight forwards arc up into the air. And by that, I mean, like, imagine here we go, picking up Captain Syrup. Very slight. Okay. Like, move slightly forwards and then straight up.
Gotcha. Nice! Simple. Bobo-esque. Guga Bobo D-Sun. Yeah. Maybe she can say that on the way up. Down special, Goom Cannon. Captain Syrup fires a cannon. But instead of a cannonball, a pirate goom armed with a spear is sent flying out. The pirate goom can deal some damage depending on how long the move is charged. And you can also angle the cannon with a cursor, maybe. I didn't know how I felt about that. The goom will then loom back to and fro on stage and will go into offensive position, charging at opponents with its meager lance if they get too close. Captain Syrup can shoot out two pirate gooms onto the stage at a time.
I thought about having a cannon somewhere, but I didn't want to do up special cannon because I was like, oh my god, that's just such an obvious one. I want to do something different than that. But that, I like that.
Yeah.
For my down special, I have Earthshake Punch.
Oh, nice.
Taking it straight out of Shake It. Move that Wario can do and can knock things over with. With some wind-up, Captain Syrup will punch the ground below her rather hard, sending out a small shockwave effect to either side of her. If using it to an aerial opponent, this punch will result in a meteor smash. But beyond that, it just will be a single punch. There will be no additional effects there. But when on the ground, this move can be used repeatedly to have Captain Syrup unleash a series of rapid punches directly below her, rather similar in manner to Donkey Kong's hand slap.
Nice. Bold and strong. Earth shakingly so. Oh, cool. Nice callback. Now it's time to get into the final smash.
Indeed.
For me, the final smash is called Black Sugar Rush. Black Sugar Rush. It's a pun.
Yeah, I noticed.
Captain Syrup leaps into her robotic pod that she also comes out of in the entrance animation now, funnily enough. I didn't even know it when I wrote it. She can freely pilot it around the stage, albeit in kind of like a helter-skelter fashion, since it can move at a pretty high speed. Kind of like Wario Man in Brawl. She can press the special button and have Syrup dispatch a gold pirate goom from the ship, which in itself causes more damage than a standard one, but not too much harm inherently. Save for that, she can release up to 5 at a time, as opposed to 2 with the down special. Holding the special button, as opposed to just tapping it, will turn the machine red as Syrup unleashes a barrage of molten hot syrup that reaches several yards down, essentially from the top of the stage to the bottom. So if you're at the very top, you can dispatch the molten hot syrup to the ground. Like in a stream, like a fire stream. And this can catch the pirate gooms on fire as well as opponents. And if the pirate gooms catch fire, they'll run around the stage, bash into foes, and inadvertently catch them on fire as well. Tap the standard button, and she could spin the machine around as a defensive measure. And she can also just kind of naturally swing the ship around to hurt her foes too, like Supersonic. Any gold pirate goom summoned with the final smash will disappear once it's over.
All right.
There you go.
My final smash is called A Pirate's Wish.
I knew it.
Yeah, I mean,
I knew it when you said Denpu's showing up. I was like, here, it's going to be the final smash.
Yeah. So Captain Syrup will pull out a magic lamp, which she'll rub on, to cause smoke to fly up out of the lamp as the genie is released. Now, I only have him written as the genie because I didn't see a name when I was looking up this character. So that's just going to be that. Captain Syrup will climb aboard the genie's shoulder as the two will fly up over the screen and into the background. At Captain Syrup's direction, the genie will throw a series of fireballs up over the screen. The fireballs will then begin to fly down to the stage from above. The fireballs start falling down from the left and right sides before they start to be thrown down in the middle. So it's just going to be like a rainstorm of them coming in from the left and right, and then they'll converge to the middle. These fireballs can bounce off the walls and off the ground twice before they disappear, which can cause some real chaos on some stages.
Yeah.
But they will disappear once they hit an opponent. Fireballs are individually weak, but considering that they are bouncing around everywhere and that's a lot of them being tossed, that can add up. It's more of a spread out damage to a lot of people instead of here's Mars critical hit, we're murdering one person. The genie will, however, finish off by throwing one final larger fireball up into the air, which will fall down directly towards the middle of the screen to deal heavy damage to anyone it hits. And that final fireball will probably be about the size of one of the blasts from PK Starstorm.
Nice.
And that one would not bounce. It'll just go straight down through everything.
Imagine if it did. That would be a little too much.
That'd be too much. Yes.
That's crazy. That's cool. Call back to the boss fight.
Indeed. Yeah.
Very nice. Now to bring it on home.
With the home stage?
The end. Oh, we'll get there at the very end.
Oh, okay.
After we deliberate over moves, which will probably be painful this time. Extra skill. There's some. There are some that are obvious. Okay, we'll get to it.
Agreed.
Extra skill. Shake it. A coin sack from Mario Land Shake It is seen as an icon beside Captain Syrup's character portrait at all times. She can hold up to 100 coins at a time, each one marginally increasing her overall stats. At 50 coins, she's roughly 0.5 times as strong, Well, at 100 coins, she will be 1.5 times as strong. How does she gather coins? By shaking it. She'll grab onto an opponent and shake them so long as the extra skill inputs are held, garnering 2 to 3 coins per shake. Although she can just as easily lose coins by being hit or being KO'd. Maybe she can gather them by other means, I don't know. But there you go.
Quick question. You said at 50 coins she's at half strength? And at 100 coins she's at 1.5 strength?
Oh, yeah, I wrote that wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, it sounds very wrong. I'm assuming 0 coins should be half strength, right?
0 coins is just standard. Nothing. Maybe you can nerf her. I don't know. That's a good idea. What I meant to say is at 50 coins, she will be at... She will have a meager, you know, a noticeable, but not supercharged stat buff. And at 100, she'll have a fairly strong stat buff.
Okay, so we're probably talking about, like, 1.25 and 1.5.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That makes a lot more sense, because otherwise it sounded like, wow, Cat Syrup sucks. She has to be at 75 coins to be at normal strength? Dear God! That's crazy!
Mm-hmm.
My extra skill is also the Shake It mechanic, but it works differently. Mm-hmm. It's just called Shake. Ken Syrup will grab onto the shoulders of whoever's in front of her, and if no other inputs are pressed quickly enough, she'll just let go. Oops, mm-hmm. you wasted it. However, by pressing the attack button repeatedly, Ken Syrup will pick up her target and shake them for all they're worth. Literally. Ken Syrup will shake her opponent as they will take repeated small hits of damage as golden coins fly out from their body. These golden coins are, however, purely aesthetic. There is no coin gathering mechanic in my version. After a few seconds of this, Captain Syrup will automatically let go and toss the opponent forwards a short distance away from her. During coin matches, this attack will cause more money to fly out of the opponent than usual.
Nice. Okay. Where do we go from here?
So, first of all, your down special is better. I think that's just a very clear, very obvious statement.
Okay.
You don't sound like you agree.
No, I can see it.
Okay. Second of all, I think our extra skills are both close enough to being the same thing that they can be merged. Basically have yours, but like the damage is there and a little bit about the coin matches being there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That being said, I think I did a good job with the final smash, but I kind of wonder if the genie is like the iconic way to go. You know, like it's so pronounced.
I personally like the genie more, if largely because of... I'm more wary on some final smash where it's like things that you're like directly... Like when you're just like aiming a reticle, that's pretty mm-hmm. simple. But yours, it sounds like, is a lot more than just aiming a reticle. And so I'm always kind of, like, a little bit more iffy on things like that, because I feel like they might be a little bit more involved than what Final Smashes have become in recent Smash games, especially Ultimate. Yeah. The only problem with my Final Smash is actually your up special, because I like your up special more, but I don't know if you want to have the genie on both up and final.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we can have the bird basically take the aspect of being a serving as additional platform or not. I don't know if that works in the head or not. I need to take a look at what the bird looks like, I guess, to kind of see that.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing the same right now.
I mean...
Let's see. He is a giant bird,
but it would be like... It'd be like Captain Syrup, bird, and then other people standing on top of bird on top of that. Like a totem pole of bold and strong. Whereas with the genie, it's genie, Captain Syrup, and anybody else standing on the same level as Captain Syrup.
Yeah.
Which is quite a bit different and quite a bit more manageable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My thought here, twofold, positive for the bird. Part of the Black Sugar Gang, so there's a reference to the pirate crew, that's cool. So you're not double dipping. I quite like what I did with the genie for the up special. So it's like, if we both feel that it's a little stronger of a move and don't care about the final smash double dipping, we'll go that route. I'm fine either way. I'm totally cool with whatever.
I'm tinking.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Let's come back to this.
Okay.
So side special. Both of ours are very similar mechanically. What would you think about Jet Syrup versus Ball of Syrup?
Jet Syrup's a little more functional as a recovery. Ball of Syrup becomes more like a trap move, and that you're spreading the syrup behind her, we've now decided. And it can kind of be a trap for her as well if you don't cancel it in time. What was that?
No, go ahead and like read the description for that one for me again.
Okay. Syrup attempts to break out a ship rope for an attack, but gets caught in the rope instead. This mimics the ball of yarn status effect from Mario Land, having Syrup continually stride forward and carry momentum as she goes until she hits an object, falls off stage, or cancels out the move. The more momentum, the heavier the move will hit once she does hit an opponent, trade-off being it'll be harder to cancel out of.
I mean, look at the image of balls. Okay, so he's literally in a ball. Okay. Because I wasn't sure, like, image-wise, like, how this looked. Yeah. Because what kind of how, like, the picture I had in my mind that I think is funny is, not in like a complete tight ball of yarn, but just like a horizontal. She got tied up and she's kind of like bouncing forwards, like she's horizontally stuck in it in a comedic fashion.
That would be Spring Wario. Spring Syrup.
Shit.
That could totally be a thing, but not in this episode. Well,
actually, no, Spring Wario is an upwards thing, just like Spring Mario is.
Oh, that's right.
Boy, that is cursed looking.
Yarn Wario is sideways momentum, but I think it's pretty different from the Jet Hat in some ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got a little bouncing to it, while Jet Hat's just like burst.
Yeah, and you're able to jump in the yarn ball as well. I forgot to mention that. So, yeah, I mean, these are two totally different moves. And again, like, how are you feeling?
You said she's stuck in it until she hits something? Like, period?
No, not necessarily. Just the more momentum you build, you know, the sketchier canceling out of it is. Like, maybe there's a bit of an input lag or whatever. Like, there's some sort of trade-off for the move becoming stronger in my mind.
Okay. I mean, there's things like Jigglypuff's rollout that can be very punishing if you don't use running, they can roll you right off the edge, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it is kind of similar to that. A little more functional. So yeah, two totally different things. I think overall the Jet Hat is more unique in the grand scope of Smash, mm-hmm. if I'm thinking. But again, I mean, they're two totally different options. Both representing something Wario does in one of the games, so it's just like, again, like, where do we go with it? I'm ambivalent.
Yeah, again. I mean, either work here. I mean, for different reasons than the up special, because the up special, it's kind of tangled in with the up special, the final smash, so I'm
mm-hmm.
iffy.
Mm-hmm. God, do we shelf this one too and move on to the standard?
The standard where we both have bombs?
Yeah, I actually think that one is perhaps clear as well. If we want to just go for one, it's Syrup Bomb.
Yes. I was very proud of that. I was very proud.
That is clear to me. And you could make the argument, oh, it could be the charge in mine. Or no, it's very simply the Syrup Bomb.
The charge would also just be like, we're not, the charge, I don't, actually, I would definitely say not the charge, because then it's the same fucking territory as either Jet Hat or the Ball of Yarn.
It's like, that's true.
We want both standard and side to be forwards momentum. Like, what the fuck is this? A Sonic moveset?
Almost.
Yeah, that would be side and down, but still.
Okay. Yeah. Syrup bomb it is. And now back to the up and side. Let's flip this coin. How do you feel about the up? What are we thinking there? If you want to go Bobo for simplicity and repping something else, we can go Bobo.
I do feel Bobo, if only because, like, the way that, like, if we're going with a Pirate's Wish for the final smash, if that's where your lean is, then the way that one was presented in my mind, it doesn't make sense to have Genie be used both in that way and in the up special way. It feels like the Genie feels like it should be like this, you know, we're using a wish.
It cheapens the Genie's appearance
later. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay. Bobo the Bird, without Sans being a platform for other characters, because I think it would be awkward.
Yeah. I do like the idea of a platform of special, though, and I think we should keep that in mind for some other character where that will be appropriate. I don't know who that is. But
will it be this season? Let me have Future Sight. Maybe.
Yeah, will it be this season?
There's a maybe on there.
There is a maybe on there.
And it's because there's two maybes, actually.
There is two maybes on there. There's also three maybes.
No, that's true. Wow. Okay.
We might be able to bring that idea back. We might be able to.
We might be able to, yeah.
Yeah. And in the sake of, since we're kind of ambivalent on the side specials, do we want to just like say, hey, call it 50-50-ish and just go with ball of yarn or whatever the hell it's called?
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, throw another one of your moves on there.
Nice. And then other skills. Do we have anything down?
I do not.
I had wall jump, but whatever.
Yeah, well, I thought like wall jump was the only thing that I thought might be appropriate. I was just like, I don't know if we need wall jump.
I think it makes sense for the build of the character and given that she's like this lithe pirate. I would go.
That's fair.
Okay. Last but not least. I spoke too soon. Second to last but not least.
Costumes. So first of all, we should probably establish, is this Wario Land default appearance or Shake It default appearance? Because Shake It... Go on.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, no, continue, sorry.
My thought was to go with Shake It because Shake It is quite literally an evolution of the classic design. It's the same style outfit, just like it's tweaked in some places and with a different color scheme.
I agree.
Okay.
And have the original color scheme from Game Boy be the default. An alternate.
Of course. And I also had ideas written down of other alt colors based off of Pauline with a very red-themed alt. Wario. I thought that could be an appropriate color scheme. One based off of Mona, which is more or less her counterpart in WarioWare. Tetra, the other big Nintendo pirate. And nice. Then, I don't know what the hell this is, but on her Mario Wiki page, there's reference to Super Mario Brothers Daizoukan, which I don't know what the fuck that is, but in this like little comic or art book or of some sort, they show a picture of her where it's a like with more grayscale boots, white looking outfit, but then like the bandana and such are red instead of yellow that she would have in her classic appearance. And I thought,
interesting.
That one, that could be another alt.
I like that. I also went with some ideas that were not just the standard, like, oh, make her purple, make her blue, make her whatever.
Sometimes it's hard to come up with ideas for that, but I felt that with her, I was like, oh, I've got some simple stuff here. This works.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I pulled from all Wario Land stuff for the most part. I did one for Queen Merelda of the Merfles. An all green, like St. Patrick's-y kind of color scheme. Different shades of green and white, green hair, green costume.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see this. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Princess Shikora from one of the other Mario Land 4. Pink hair and costume. Rudy. chaotic. Black hair and a red and blue, like, clownish design on the outfit. The black jewel, purple hair and a purple and pink costume. Golden Diva, black hair, gold and green. Fake King, which was humorous to me.
I'm sorry, say that again? Did you say Shaking? Okay, I didn't hear Shaking, but I was pretty sure that's what you're supposed to hear.
Mm-hmm. It's like similar to what your Mona probably is, you know, orange hair and whatnot. And a black and white one, callback to Game Boy. I think that's like a cheat, like a pot shot thing you could do with all the characters that originated from back then.
Yeah.
Almost to the point where it's like, ah, it's like a freebie. Yeah, I'll shoot these your way, and because I think we both have good ideas, and whatever works for you works. But yeah, cool. Right. Stage.
We can bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
The home stage. I wasn't really like satisfied with most with a lot of my ideas for a home stage. So I kind of just wrote down the SST cup because that's her ship in the original Warrior Land games. She gets the sweet stuff as her ship in Shake It. Well, just like, so I just wrote down the teacup. You can even just like borderline design it off of the levels from Warrior Land, which is where Bobo is the boss fight. Maybe Bobo could be a stage hazard, possibly. I also had the thought of going with my Glitter Town stage that I made years ago. Just make that be our home stage because that's from Shake It. Right now on the wiki, it's listed as being Wario's home stage. But that can always be changed because it's actually from, and I have no familiarity with the other Warrior Land games. So just like, well, that's a Warrior Land stage you already made. So that's an easy idea.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I had.
Yeah. I was flipping back and forth between the sweet stuff and the teacup. I actually had the sweet stuff written down being the more modern one with light and the art style scratches my brain in a good way. But looking at the design of the teacup right now on Google Image Search, it's a lot more interesting. It's like dreadful almost with like pretty strong, brutal pirate motif. It's a little more unique to me.
Yeah.
I would be fine with that. I would be fine with Glitter Town. Just yeah.
I think another thing with SST cup is that if you take it like you take the Mario Bros or 75M approach, and you just pull the design element straight out of it, like you're in the game, that could be a more unique take compared to we already have the pirate ship from Wind Waker. And then we also have, well, I previously designed the Gangplank Galleon to be a stage for King K. Rool. So this would be a different way to do a pirate ship as well.
Absolutely. Cool. We got syruped.
We did. Just watch out for the syrup bomb.
Yeah. Want to get doused in something a little more sweet.
Oh, I mean, it is. It's sweet. It's just also boiling hot.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be sweet of them to hurt us with it.
No.
It would be a problem for my skin and my short-term and long-term longevity.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. I think so.
Social media would love it, though.
They would. We'll finally go viral.
I would love it.
For the second time. That's Smash true. Direct, baby.
I don't know if I'd call that viral, but damn, that was a hit.
In our hearts, it is.
Yeah.
To our standard, it is.
Oh, is it our standard special?
Yeah.
Ah.
If we opened a Super Cast Brothers themed restaurant, that would definitely be like, here's the standard specials, and here's a side special. And...
Ooh, that's actually good. What would the up special be, though?
I don't know.
I think we know what the down specials are. That's the bathroom.
Yep. up special, the poultry side of the menu. Anything that flies.
That works.
Yeah.
And the extra skill is the dessert. And the final smash is the bill.
Everything is $64 there to rep Smash 64.
Ha-ha!
Nice.
Well, I think that's all I got on Captain Syrup.
It was a good time. Good moveset.
Yeah.
Possibly the strongest yet. At least it felt like we both were on pretty even playing fields here.
Wasn't Pico?
Pico was mostly you. Mock Rider was mostly me.
Oh, was it?
Psycho Mantis was... Yeah, Pico was almost entirely you. It's like 3 out of the 4 moves.
I mean... That's the same. Well, look at this one. It's 3 out of 5 is me, and then we both share Shake It.
Mm-hmm.
It's same thing.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There we go. That was the thing.
It was.
Next time, hey, you know what's a popular video game franchise?
No.
Pokemon.
Pokemon!
It feels like it's been a long time since we talked about Pokemon. And you know what? Next episode, that's not changing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about Pokemon next episode. But we are talking about other monster catching games.
Pico was 4 out of 5.
Do what?
4 out of 5 you. Pico was 4 out of 5 you. That's right. Oh. That's why. And then Mock Rider again was the opposite. It was 4 out of 5 for me. Yeah. Anyway. Yes, Pokemon. It's a thing that we do.
Yes, but not next episode. We're not. No Pokemon next episode. It's just a bunch of other monster games.
Yeah.
Because there's more than just Pokemon out there. Pokemon wasn't even the first. I think.
Yeah. Neopets.
Neopets is not pre-day Pokemon. Absolutely not. Also, Neopets is not a monster catcher.
That's true. It's just monster pets.
Yes. Ooh, wait. This game might not predate Pokemon, the game I'm thinking of. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Oh, it doesn't. This is not... Okay, maybe... I'm sure Pokemon wasn't the first, but I don't know what the first would have been. Anyways, we're not talking about Pokemon next time. We might joke about it, but that's not our topic. Others will be. And we'll see you all when we have that episode. And have fun guessing what things we're talking about, because I'm not telling.
Me either. Until the episode airs and we tell them.
Nah, we aren't even telling them then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get syrupy.
Sugar-free, baby.
Okay.